Coming up, two members of the Celtic folk group Back of the Bus join me from our Saskatoon studio. They've got a couple of Robbie Burns gigs on the January calendar. We'll hear about that. But first, let's hear their take on a traditional tune. This is Back of the Bus performing Star of the County Down.
Benbridge town in County Down, one morning in July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen. She smiled as she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I'd like to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay, Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, I've seen like a sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. And she onward sped, sure I shook my head, and I gazed with a feeling care. And I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? He smiled at me and with pride says he, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county town. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town. The rose in June, and you held each note from her lily white throat as she lilted an Irish tune. At the pattern dance, you were in a trance as she tripped through a jiggle reel. When her eyes she'd roll, she would lift your soul as your heart she would likely steal. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in a county town. The harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I'll yoke, let my plow with the rust turns brown, till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the county town.
That was the star of the County Down, performed by the Saskatchewan Celtic folk group Back of the Bus, known to show a little plaid on stage at times, whether it's a kilt or a fancy legging one of the bandmates is showing off. And a couple of the bandmates have joined me in our Saskatoon studio this morning. Kathy Davis LePage is from Saskatoon. Jim Walls hails from North Battleford. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
This is a busy time of year for you. We've got Robbie Burns Day celebrations on the horizon, then it's St. Patrick's in March. Kathy, I'm wondering, how do those special kind of gigs, you know, celebrating Robbie Burns Day and St. Patrick's Day, differ for you as a band compared to, say, performances that you have at other times of the year?
I find that people who gather for the cultural occasions are really into what you're doing rather than sometimes being background music or just entertainment. And they really catch the little nuances of the lyrics and the words that we're putting across.
And there's a lot more dancing, I would suspect, too.
Absolutely.
You're a dancer, Kathy, aren't you?
Yes.
So do you get, when you're on stage, in addition to doing the music, do you do a little dancing yourself?
I don't. It distracts me. And if there's dancers dancing to our music, I sometimes fall off the edge of the music and pay a little bit of attention to the dancers.
Jim, you play the 12-string guitar in the band?
That's right.
And also perform vocals?
That's it.
Now, you live in North Battleford. You've got a full-time job as a director of social work. I'm just wondering how you manage to make time for music in the band, especially since you live in North Battleford.
Well, the path from North Battleford to Saskatoon is pretty well worn, and we come to town for lots of things, including pipe band. But, you know, it's important to make time for the things that make you happy, and this band is one of the things that I really enjoy. So, yeah, it's never a chore.
Tell me about the band members, where they're from and what their backgrounds are.
Sure. Well, Paul Reynolds is from Saskatoon, and he plays bass and sings and lots of other instruments, too. Paul is a elementary school teacher, but well-known as a children's entertainer, and Paul Reynolds and the Prairie Sailor Band have been playing around the province for years and years, and someone who joined the band in the last couple of years is Sheila Vodeland, who's also a member of the Prairie Sailor Band, and she's from Cutknife, but now lives in Big River. Kathy Davis LePage, as you know, is from Saskatoon, and I'll let Kathy tell you about herself, but the final band member is Anna Bacoli, who's a pretty well-known violin player and singer in Saskatoon, and we were delighted to snag both Kathy and Anna and Sheila in our last sort of reincarnation of the band a couple of years ago.
And Kathy, what is your daytime life?
My daytime life is working some retail and making music my life as well.
And you were involved with teaching dance for quite a few years, close to 20 years, weren't you?
Yeah, I did. I ran a Celtic dance school for 18 years, the Saskatoon Celtic Dance Association. We were the only English and Welsh dance group in the province, and we also incorporated some Scottish country and some Irish soft shoe dancing as well.
How did the band come together, Kathy?
I think I better let Jim speak to how the band started.
Sure. Well, the band really originated as a sort of an offshoot of a pipe band that I played in Saskatoon and still do, and that's the Saskatoon Police Pipes and Drums. And the three of us were pipe band musicians, and at band parties and on the bus, we used to get together and sing, and everyone else would join in. So that's kind of where the name came from, the back of the bus, which is where the fun started and usually ended, too. So three of us were pipe band members. I'm a drummer, and two were pipers. Those two have gone on to other things, moved and changed their lives a little bit. So, but we still have a really strong Scottish influence, and from time to time find a piper to jump on stage with us as well.
How long have you been together for?
Well, the band has been together for about 6 or 7 years, and the most recent sort of formation of the band, a couple of years.
And 2 CDs already.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, we're very pleased with the record, and the last CD, the second CD, Over the Ocean, we're very proud of. We worked very hard on it, and we're pleased with the outcome.
We're going to listen to a track from your latest CD, Over the Ocean. It features a tune by a great songwriter, David Francy. He's been covered by many Canadian artists. It's a short little song. How about one of you tell us about what made you want to put it on the album?
Well, I'm a big fan of David Francy and see him whenever he comes to Saskatoon, and we're really fortunate that he tours here. So when I heard the song first, it's Torn Screen Door, I was just blown over. It just I think, resonates for people here, people who live close to the land, and I recognize what a hard life it is, but also and how precarious it is too. So it's a great little tune, and David was kind enough to let us record it.
And it'll come through loud and clear when people hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
This is Back of the Bus with Torn Screen Door.
Late summer day, and my love and I went walking over hills and fields. We walked laughing and talking. Came across an old farmhouse standing broken and bare. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. There's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust, and a tired old massy harness all wires and rust. Weeds overgrown in a garden sown with care. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. Through the crack in the window pane, I hear the sound of the falling rain. Another farm being left run down, another family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. They worked their fingers to the bone, nothing left they could call their own. Packed it in under leaden skies, with just a wheat waving them goodbye. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more.
That is Back of the Bus with Torn Screen Door. And as I was listening to that song, Jim, I couldn't help but think that probably there are particular songs that you play that resonate quite a bit with audiences. Do you get feedback when you play that song?
We do. Certainly lots of people who bought the CD tell me that that's their favorite, and that's really great. Yeah, lots of people like that one, and lots of people tell us about tunes that remind them of their childhood. We had a woman come up to us after a show and say that the old Polina, which is a tune we do, she hadn't heard it since her public school days, and so that's kind of fun, too.
And you've got a couple of shows coming up in Saskatoon, Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th?
We're doing a show at the Yard and Flagon, which is a kind of an annual event for us, and they have a great meal and performance there, and the Police Pipes and Drums will be playing as well, and I think they go Sunday and Monday, and then Tuesday we're playing at Winston's Pub, which is another fun place to be in Saskatoon.
And then a pretty busy schedule for the next couple of months, too.
It's getting busy, yeah, and, you know, we're glad about that. Lots of travel. We're going to be in Saskatoon a few times, in Swift Current and Regina, and then Mosaic in Regina and Folk Fest in Saskatoon are big events for us.
We're going to end with the title track from your CD, Over the Ocean. It was written by one of the band members of Back of the Bus. Kathy, what can you tell us about this song?
This is a beautiful piece that Anna wrote when her husband had gone down east to work on his PhD, and they were separated by great distance for a couple of years, and she was really feeling the distance, and she wrote this piece about over the ocean and how it's like an ocean apart to be that far apart for that long, but that they could be together if they looked at the stars.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thanks so much for coming into studio this morning.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Kathy Davis-LePage and Jim Walls from the Saskatchewan Celtic group Back of the Bus. I'm Candace Holmstrom. You have yourself a great morning and enjoy the title track from their album, Over the Ocean.
Over the Ocean. There I will.